Hello again, this is Mace Haroff for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. Today I want to talk to you about account penetration and complacency. Those are two words that you're probably thinking don't go very well together. Yet, if you sell in the medical environment, you might be guilty of this. You see, sales reps who sell to physicians and other healthcare providers are oftentimes very busy calling on those healthcare providers and also putting out fires, providing great customer service, and sometimes they don't take the time to penetrate the account as much as they should. Well, as you might guess, this has ramifications. So what if you could be a fly on the wall? Wouldn't that be cool? Today, I'm going to allow you to be a fly on the wall as I'm going to take you through two different scenarios. We're going to look at two different sales reps who've been calling on the same account. The first sales rep has been calling on this account for 8 years, and he receives news from the department that uses his product and the purchasing department that a directive was received from the C-suite to buy a competitive product. So let's call the sales rep Bob, and he asks for directions to the executive offices in the hospital, and just by the fact that he's doing that, you kind of have to wonder, why doesn't he know where the C-suite is? Well, anyway, Bob goes there. He enters the C-suite where he is greeted by a very nice administrative assistant, and she says, hello, may I help you? And he says, yeah, hi, I'm Bob with XYZ Medical. I need to speak with Mr. Jones, the hospital CEO.
Well, do you have an appointment scheduled with Mr. Jones today?
No, but it's very important. I was just talking to Margaret in sterile processing, and she said that Mr. Jones won't allow them to buy my product anymore. It's very important that I speak with him.
I could leave a message for Mr. Jones to see if he'll schedule an appointment with you, but I do need to tell you, he normally doesn't meet with sales reps, and I cannot schedule an appointment unless your name is in his contact file. Have you met with him before?
I think I met him one time when he was in Margaret's office. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I met him.
Well, like I said, I can leave him a message, but it's unlikely that he will meet with you. He will probably refer you back to Margaret or to purchasing. He's a very busy man. This message is low priority, so I will probably get back to you within 7 to 10 days. If you don't hear from me by then, you can call me.
7 to 10 days? That's too late. Can I send him a letter?
Well, you're welcome to do that, of course, but I have to tell you that letters from companies with which he's not currently engaged are labeled low priority. I can't tell you when he would even read it.
Miss, look, you got to help me out here. I'm about to lose a big chunk of business at this hospital. In 7 to 10 days, it will be gone. Is there anything you can do to help me?
Well, I'll give Mr. Jones your message. I'm sorry I can't do more. Now you have a nice day.
How do you think Bob is feeling at this moment? Well, as you could guess, Bob knows he's in a lot of trouble. He's desperate, and he really has nowhere to go. Perhaps that barista job that he saw this morning advertised at the Starbucks he stops at is still available. You think I'm joking? Okay, let's look at sales rep number two, who has called on the account for only 1 year, a lot less time than Bob, who receives news from the department and purchasing that a directive was received from the C-suite to buy a competitive product. So let's see how she handles it. Her name is Nancy. She's going to be speaking in my voice, so think about Nancy, not about me. So Nancy enters the suite, where she is greeted by the same administrative assistant.
Nancy, so good to see you. How have you been?
Well, I'm fantastic, Doris. How are you? How's Bruno and Ted? Are they still involved in Little League?
Well, I'm fine. The boys are as busy as ever with baseball and everything else. So what brings you here today? Do you need to speak with Mr. Jones?
Nancy, if he has a moment, I just received some news in purchasing that I think is incorrect, and I'm concerned that Mr. Jones might be unaware of the consequences. If he has a minute, I would just like to ask him about it, and if we need to discuss it further, I could come back when it's more convenient.
Oh, Nancy, no problem. Let me see if he's still on the phone. Oh, he's off. Hold on a second. I'll call him. Mr. Jones? Nancy from XYZ Medical is here. She wants to know if she could speak with you for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send her in. Nancy, go ahead in.
So Nancy walks into Mr. Jones' office, and he gets up from behind his desk and he says, Nancy, how are you? How can I help you today? Did you figure out why Nancy got to see the CEO, whereas Bob did not?
and Bob was calling on the account 8 times longer than Nancy? Why did Nancy get in the door? Nancy had established a relationship with the C-suite before she needed it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is called account penetration, and it's something that very, very few medical sales reps do well. Most sales reps call only on the immediate decision makers for their products, and they contact the other stakeholders only when it's necessary or when a crisis arises. Unfortunately, if you wait until then, it's often too late. If you don't know all of the stakeholders and decision makers for your product or service in every one of your accounts, got bad news for you. You're complacent. And if you believe you don't need to know these people, you're approaching arrogance. And as the great Brian Tracy says, arrogance never goes unpunished. Folks, this industry is changing. The job's getting tougher. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But one thing you've got to remember, there is zero tolerance for complacency. Maybe not right now in your company, but there will be soon, I promise you. So if you're even slightly complacent, you need to know that there is someone who is ready, willing, and waiting to take your business, maybe even your job. And if you're a sales manager or a distributor whose success is dependent on having the best salespeople possible, who would you want representing you? Would you want Nancy or Bob? Complacency and account penetration? You can't use them in the same sentence, can you? Thanks for spending some time with me today on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. If you have anything you'd like to hear about in this wildly changing healthcare world, please send an email to mace@medicalsalestraining.com and I will try to get an answer for you up as soon as possible. Appreciate you doing what you do, and remember that as you move forward in your medical sales career, that nothing, I mean nothing, is ever more important than the patient. The patient always comes first. Go out there and make a difference. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.